So before I start, I'll spend 1 or 2 minutes on the history of this experiment. This experiment was laid out in 1984 as part of the food, agriculture and biological engineering experiment. And they wanted to see how drainage can change or improve the yield of the crops, nothing related to soil. So in 1984, they measured pH, soil total carbon, and total nitrogen. That's all the data they had. And over time, they measured all the yield, how much yield increased or decreased. So last year, we collected, this experiment was given to me because a Randall Reeder, by profession, an ag engineer, he retired. So this experiment, we inherit this experiment, and Jim Horman is here. So last year we collected soil and we did detailed analysis. So this is your fixed one, fixed depth, both concentration and pool based, just to report what we have. So, you know, drainage is a methodology which we use to remove the water from the field and within the profile. And Midwest, we have a lot of heavy clay soil and drainage problem. And when we drain the land, it changes the soil, water, and air relationships. And sometimes it improves, sometimes it doesn't improve the crop yield and all this. And we found from the ag engineering research that 26 years period, the corn yield increased by 20% and soybean yield by 5%. However, the effect, if we have drainage, drained and undrained soil, and if we use no-till or conventional till, what is the effect on soil? Our colleagues never measured that. So that's why you want to see if the soil properties change, whether it changes positively or negatively. And if it changes, what are the carbon and nitrogen pool? How they change? And if they change, is there any stoichiometric variation within carbon and nitrogen? Do they relate as it is? So that's why we stated our objectives to evaluate long-term effect, what has happened existing right now, that drainage and tillage interaction on carbon and nitrogen pool on Hoyt-Wild soil. It's a difficult to work, this soil, Hoyt-Wild soil, under continuous corn soybean rotation. This is the experimental location. An experiment was established in 1984, actually. I wrote it 86. So first variable is drainage, tile drainage and undrained, side by side, and two tillage systems, that is conventional tillage, annual plowing, and no-till, and corn soybean rotation, and four applications. So basically, the data I'm going to present, it would be 2x2 factorial data. So we use systematic sampling because not that much sampling was done. We use GPS and collected the soil sample because we want to carry on in future at 0 to 30 centimeter depth, which I am reporting, but actually we measured 0 to 7.5 at 4 increments. So we measure carbon, nitrogen, microbial biomass carbon, extractable carbon, soluble carbon, active carbon, and particulate organic matter, available nitrogen, and we want to see the pH and bulk density, how they change over time. Yeah, this is the guy who is supposed to present the paper. So this is the drain plot. You can see corn a little bit taller, and this is undrained. So the first measured on pH in 1984, pH was around 6.3. And over time, if you look at the drained and undrained, drained soil pH decreased, and undrained more or less same. only we got the drainage effect, but no tillage effect, no interaction, the existing data, what we collected. And then bulk density was never measured before. So bulk density is not significant at all, but there are some trend in changes of bulk density due to drainage and then interaction. In drained condition, the conventional till has little bit less bulk density compared to no-till. But in undrained soil, conventional has more higher bulk density than no-till soil. So total carbon, in terms of total carbon, which is measured in 1984, among three parameters we had measured, around 1.72% carbon. And over time, the drain condition lost some carbon, or you can say more or less same, especially under conventional till system, we lost some carbon over time. But in undrained condition, both no-till and conventional till accumulate some carbon. And if we consider as pool basis, which is bulk density times depth and concentration, it's more or less same response, because our bulk density was not changed. And same as nitrogen, nitrogen was 0.21% in 1984, and nitrogen did not decrease, but it increased under no-till with undrained condition. That was surprising. Same thing about pool, more or less same response because of the lack of difference in bulk density. Then we measure soluble carbon, which is, you can see some difference by tillage, but not by drainage. So drainage has no effect or no interaction, but tillage has effect. So drained soil has a little bit less soluble carbon than the undrained soil in both no-till and conventional till soil. And same goes for megagram, kilogram per hectare, that is pool basis. And microbial biomass carbon increased, you can see under here, in here, the drained soil, both tilled and no-tilled, has increased biomass, microbial biomass, especially under no-till condition, if the land is drained. But undrained condition, both tilled and no-till soil, the microbial biomass decreased over time. Exactly same response in the pool because it's fixed depth and same bulk density. So active carbon also increased under drain condition in both tilled and no-till system, and tilled has little bit no-till has more active carbon than conventional till, but in undrained condition, active carbon little bit more than the under a no-till system than the conventional till soil. So same pattern with the pool, active carbon pool. So particulate organic matter, what we found in drained soil, the no-till has higher particulate organic matter compared to till system, and in undrained, same type of response, that means no-till has more particulate organic matter than the conventional till system. Same goes with the pool. And at the end, we put all the carbon data and nitrogen data and try to see whether is there any change in the carbon-nitrogen ratio or any variation. We found more or less same, it's 10:1, it's 9.4:1. It didn't change that much. So in conclusion, we would like to say that drained soil, based on our last year data collection, drained soil has lower pH and lower total carbon and total nitrogen than drained soil on an average. However, drained soil has more microbial biomass carbon and active carbon than undrained soil. So that is the change. The total carbon may be different response, but some of the labile or active pool change in response to both drainage and tillage practices. And no-till has more total active microbial biomass carbon and soluble carbon, also total carbon, than annual plowing, that is conventional till soil. And drainage and tillage had no significant interaction on soil carbon and nitrogen pool. But there are some trends. Both carbon and nitrogen are stoichiometrically linked in those soils of, I mean, organic matter in those soils to regulate their accumulation. So if we wanted to accumulate carbon or sequester carbon, nitrogen has to be measured properly or managed properly. Or if you want to accumulate nitrogen or recycle nitrogen properly, we have to manage the carbon accordingly. So that's what it says. And the favorable effect on carbon-nitrogen relationship, a little bit better in no-till with drainage over plowing. So that's all I have. Thank you.